And he was with the wild beasts. This detail does not appear in Matthew or Luke's versions of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. The wild beasts. What was Jesus doing with the wild beasts? Was he wrestling bears? Was he, like Steve Irwin of blessed memory, the crocodile hunter, excitedly watching the animals to see what awesome stuff they would do? Although he didn't have anybody to tell about it like Steve Irwin did. Was he briefly adopted into a pack of wolves? I mean, I hear that's a thing. I don't know. In the Revised Common Lectionary, this gospel lesson pairs with the story of God's covenant with Noah. The rainbow in the clouds is the sign that God will never again destroy all flesh in a flood. This covenant, this promise from God, is made not just with Noah and his family, but with all living creatures. In this ancient promise, God extends grace to every animal that walks the earth, or swims, or slithers, or crawls, or burrows, or whatever amoebas do, all of those things. The grace and love of God are so vast that no living creature exists outside of this promise. So Jesus was with the wild beasts. Is there a name for the spiritual practice of just being one with your environment, one with nature, one with all of God's creation? I should know that. I don't know that. But a word that comes to mind that is related to describe a similar phenomenon among humans is a word some of you know, the word accompaniment. Was Jesus with the wild beasts, walking alongside them, listening to their joys and sorrows, maybe helping them out when he could? Did Jesus nurse a baby bird back to health? Or did it go the other way around? What did Jesus learn from them about the grace of God? What did he learn about living in the moment, about following one's true nature, about stripping away pretense and guile and ambition and every form of sin, and just being what God knew he was meant to be? What patience and perseverance did he practice as he watched a mouse cautiously raise its head to look around before skittering by, or a carnivore hunting its prey, or a snake bathing on a rock in the sun? Last week, my friend Scott took his dog and drove to New Mexico. And they stayed in a remote cabin, and they hiked the dry riverbeds and the plateaus and things. And he threw a line in the water, even though his dog scared all the fish away. And he spent a week in the wilderness in New Mexico. I was able to keep up with Scott's journey by his posts on Facebook and his many pictures and reflections on his time. And one day, he posted a picture of a bird sitting high in a scruffy old tree. And he wrote, "During breakfast today, we watched this kestrel for about 15 minutes in hopes of seeing it capture some prey. No luck, but still a great use of my time." Amen. We continue now with hymn number 325. I want Jesus to walk with me.